The Dumbest Criminals. True Stories. The Butterfly Effect. Are you fascinated by gangster movies? The Godfather, Goodfellas, Scarface, Pulp Fiction have no more secrets for you? Do you know all there is to know about Al Capone and Bugsy Siegel? Well, get ready to hear the most, how shall I say, well, the most embarrassing, the most appalling, and the most pathetic criminal stories. The criminals we're going to tell you about have more in common with Johnny Dangerously or the Hamburglar than with Pablo Escobar. You've probably heard of the so-called butterfly effect. A butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil can cause a storm in Texas. Here's a derivation. Saliva spit off a balcony can unleash a hurricane in the living room. Yes, it's a curious phenomenon. One small mistake can have big repercussions. The scene is the Alsatian city of Colmar in 2015. We're in the midst of a raucous party that shakes an entire apartment located on the third floor of a building. Music and laughter burst from the open windows and can be heard throughout the neighborhood. Dancing feet crash against the floor. The downstairs neighbors are on the verge of calling the police. In short, a classic Saturday night. Everything changes when, on the balcony, one of the guests, probably the one who has drowned himself the most in the mojito, leans over the railing and sees a police car driving down the street. One can guess that the young man has a rebellious nature and a certain contempt for law enforcement. Without warning, he takes a few steps back to gather momentum, then dashes forward with the intention of landing a well-placed loogie right onto the blue and red flashing light. A perilous performance, which would undoubtedly require years of training, and not to mention a sober athlete. In this case, we have neither. The young reveler completely screws up and topples right over the balcony. His 30-foot fall fortunately ends in a bush below, right next to the police car. The officers on the scene show no hard feelings and immediately send the man to the hospital to treat his multiple fractures. Then, they decide they might crash that party on the third floor, which seems it might be worth a look. Their instincts are right. Among the guests, they come across a familiar face, an individual who'd been on the run for several months after receiving a prison sentence and whom law enforcement hadn't heard from since. In the future, listeners, if you're having a party and you feel like expressing your displeasure with the police, make sure you don't have a fugitive among your guests. There's nothing worse than an arrest to dampen the mood. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.